Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for asking me to share. It's a pleasure and it's an honor. Tonight I want to talk about prayer. And prayer is so essential in our Christian life. And we need constant reminders that praise and prayer are weapons that have been used for centuries to defeat the enemies. When we pray, we are going to God and trusting that our prayers will be heard. Prayer shakes the heavenly realms. When we pray, we are acknowledging that we can't do it alone, and we come to our Creator to defend us, to heal us, and to protect us. God intervenes when prayer and petitions are made by His people. I like to go to 2 Chronicles, and in chapter 7, starting at verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. As you can see at the beginning of this verse, there is an if. There is a condition. If my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear them and heal their land. God is pleased when we pray. In Psalms 15:8, it says that the prayer of the upright pleases God. Prayer, however, is not just a petition made to God for what we want or need. We don't ask Him for things as if He's a genie in a bottle. Prayer is actually fellowship with God, communion with God. We talk to God. Many times we pray especially hard when we are in need or are in trouble. But if we only go to God when we need something, how can we have confidence in Him? I'd like everyone to go to 1 John, and in chapter 5, starting at verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Sometimes we pray and we hope that God heard us, but we don't always know that God hears us. But, if we have a relationship with the Father and communicate with Him daily, then we have confidence to go to Him with a need, and we know that He hears us. And then we receive whatsoever we ask. We can't have confidence in someone that we don't know or have a relationship with. Our Lord Jesus Christ had a busy ministry, but took time to commune with His Father. When He prayed, His prayers were always answered because He knew that the Father's heart. He knew the Father's heart. He knew that God would always answer His prayer and always hear Him. I'd like us to go to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. And starting at verse 41, this is when Jesus raised up Lazarus from the dead. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. And I knew that Thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me. Jesus knew that God always heard Him because He had a relationship with His Father. God loves us so much and wants to bless us, but when we pray, we need to know that God hears us, and that He is not a stranger to us. That's what faith really is. We can go to God with anything, when we are in a relationship with Him, because we are buddies with God. We talk with Him every day, and we have developed trust in Him. I'd like us to go to Mark 11 and verse 24. This is the New International Version. Mark 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. We trust God because we know that God is faithful and good. That's how we can believe we receive something we have not seen yet. We trust that His promises are a surety, like money in the bank. If we pray and then declare that God is not hearing us, it shows that we don't know God. When we truly believe, when we truly believe, we know that God hears us. God desires an intimate relationship with us. Getting to know Him through His Word and spending time with the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ develops trust and comfort in knowing that we don't have to do all this alone. I'd like us now to go to James. James chapter 1. This is the New Living Translation. James chapter 1 and verse 7. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. The word double-minded here means one who wavers in the mind. One moment they pray, and the next moment they doubt that God heard them. To pray and then dwell in fear is like not knowing that God hears us. Believing is the battery that charges prayer, because believing denotes trust in God. We can pray for anything as long as it's done in believing and in love. Believing that God hears and wants to bless us comes from having a relationship with Him. The biggest obstacles to receiving from God is fear. Many people are living in fear, especially right now. We are facing many uncertainties in this world, but we are not helpless. Even with all the oppositions that we face in this life, we have a weapon. We can fight back. We can pray. I was talking to my brother Jerry in Italy the other day, and he said, Lena, there is nothing we can do. We are facing giant, powerful, wealthy people in the government who can force us into doing what they want for their own gain. I told him, no, Jerry, our Father can do anything. He is the God of angel armies. We can defeat giants as David did if we trust in Him and we pray. I think our prayers can even stop wars. I believe they can. God asks us to pray if we go to First Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. When we pray, we ask God through Jesus Christ. His name gives us authority to go to God and receive what we ask. It's like having power of attorney. Nothing is impossible with God. We can turn what seems like an impossible situation around for the good when we pray. Our Father is not the God of the impossible, but rather the God of the possible, as Jeannie says. God can even release angels on our behalf to aid us. God is not limited when we pray and believe. When the Apostle Peter was put in jail and was scheduled to be tried the next morning, God sent an angel at night into the prison to free him. Notice that the disciples were in constant prayer for him. I'd like to go to Acts 12. Acts 12, and starting in verse 5. Acts 12, starting verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and the light shone in prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and the chains fell off of him, fell off his hands. Now I wonder, would God have sent an angel to free Peter had the church not been in constant prayer for him? I think the church was praying without ceasing for Peter. They were praying with the understanding, and they were praying in the Spirit by speaking in tongues. Praying in the Spirit is perfect prayer to God, and we can do that anytime, anywhere. We have a loving Heavenly Father who desires nothing more than to have a relationship with us. We know that we can go to Him at any time of day or night with a need, and He hears us because we have confidence with Him, because we have a relationship with Him. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Lena. Would you share your wonderful heart through a prayer to close tonight?
Absolutely. Gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank you tonight for everyone in this conference, and I want to thank you, God, for their heart. And I want to thank you, God, that everyone here, including me, God, can understand the importance of having a relationship with you, of talking with you on a daily basis, and making you our friend, our buddy. God, I just want to thank you again for all of the people in authority right now, God. I want to thank you for President Trump and his family, God. I want to thank you right now for all of the military, Lord. I want to thank you, God, for all of the leaders of the world, Heavenly Father. I just want to thank you, God, that you'll help them and all and bring people to them that can counsel them in godly ways. Father, I thank you for protecting all of us and for taking care of all of our needs. And Father, I thank you for just blessing us with your presence, to know that you are with us and the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. Thank you for this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.